Hi, I'm Pete Lockett. I'm going to be talking a little bit about some of my experiences that I've had in the studio doing percussion sessions and looking at a few things, setups, what people take to sessions, what people expect of you, instrumentation, layering rhythms, working in different musical situations and developing your playing techniques and concepts to advantage your work in the session field and to help achieve an end that producers will want from you as a percussionist. When I get called out on a session, I try to gather as much information as possible from the artist, mainly with the objective of turning up with a set of instruments which suit their needs and give them plenty of choices. There are basic things which I feel you need to take to all sessions, whatever genre of music it is. These studio essentials include all the obvious smaller things: cowbells, tambourines, shakers, sound effects, triangles, cabasses, rain sticks, wood blocks, claves, marquetries, bells, chimes, güiros, finger cymbals, vibraslaps, etc. I have these arranged in a few medium-sized cases, each of which has three trays inside. Then you can get the trays out around you, easily find things and easily move them to the side of the studio if it's cramped and you need to come in and do a conga part or play some other sort of drums rather than putting them all back in the box or having a really untidy pile sort of pushed over to the side. These things work pretty much well for all sessions, but you need to find out what sort of drum instrumentation they want besides the toys and the shaky bits. Maybe it's Latin, congas, bongos, timbales, maybe Arabic, sort of frame drums and dumbek and stuff, or maybe Brazilian, serdu, pandeiro, tambourine, maybe Indian, tabla, dol, African djembe, Spanish cajon. Try and button down what sort of area they're after. Maybe they can say to you, we want this, we don't want it too oriental, we want like sort of straightforward pop stuff, or we want it to be more experimental. Really try and sort of button down what they want. I mean, in an ideal world, we'd like to take it all, but more and more at the moment, people are working in smaller production studios and at home, and even if you can fit all your stuff into your van or your car, there won't be any space for them on a lot of sessions. Sometimes you have to squeeze up into a vocal booth. The last thing you want is to be knee-deep in cases. Of course, sometimes you get there and get asked to set everything up in the studio, especially if it's a session with other players and it's more of a live thing. Of course, we've got to adapt to whatever sessions come our way. As I say, I try to clarify beforehand exactly what they want and then sort of go 30 or 40% above, because it's always nice to have a few surprises in the box and, you know, sometimes a little bit of sort of the unusual stuff might work well on something. People always like that. Whatever setup you decide on, make sure you have a few options for each frequency level. Yeah. Bass drum or a low floor tom is always a good thing to include, even if they've not asked for it, as are a set of cymbals and a few other sort of gongs and toppy things. The number of times I've been asked for these when I've not actually been asked to bring them down, it's quite amazing. Generally speaking, most overdub sessions involve playing one thing at a time, so the idea of getting there and setting up as you would do for a live gig doesn't really happen too often. So you tend to work from either one stereo mic or a few sets of mics for different things around the studio once you've set up some different instruments. This obviously makes playing in the studio a very different situation from playing live, in the way that you move between the instruments and sort of build your parts. It also means that you are developing the rhythmic ideas in a very different way, often going through a very similar process to that of a drum programmer. This is also aided nowadays by the number of free tracks people have on the computer. I mean, in the days of tape, they might maybe have had two tracks for you, so you would need to approach the situation by playing a few different sounds at once to get a few different frequencies in your percussion part. But they generally like the separation and have things on different tracks, and now of course the tracks are spare and there for you to actually do that.